Our first lesson today comes from the story of Jonah.
Whoa, I thought I was alone, but... Hi, my name's Jonah, and maybe you might be wondering what I'm doing here in the belly of this fish, or whale maybe, sea serpent? Kind of hard to tell from inside. All stomachs look the same to me. Well, actually, this is the first stomach I've ever been in, but it all happened rather quickly. But let me try to recall for you the events that led up to this swallowing. It all started out when the word of the Lord came to me.
Hey, Jonah! I got a job for you to do.
Me?
I want you to go to that great city of Nineveh and cry out against it. Yeah, you tell them bums I'm coming and it ain't gonna be pretty. They are so wicked.
So I said, how wicked are they? And then God said,
they are so wicked, their zip code is 6666. Or Satan goes there to recruit for his wiffle ball team.
Whoa.
Or they kicked out the Grinch who stole Christmas for being too friendly. Yeah.
Whoa.
So get your jet started already. Don't make me tell you twice. You won't like it, I promise.
Well, I didn't want to go, so I tried to run away. Yeah, I tried to run away. What I did was I snuck down to Joppa, and I bought a ticket going in the opposite direction, Tarshish that would be. Running away from God? Huh, take it from me. Not such a good idea. Yeah, you won't like it. I remember this like it was 3 days ago. Oh, was 3 days ago. Yeah, that poor captain and his crew.
We're sailing a ship with a man named Jonah early in the morning.
Hey, crew.
Yeah.
Take down the main sheets. There's been a change in the weather. A storm is coming all
no.
the way.
No.
Look, the rain is starting.
Oh, no.
It's getting louder.
Oh, no.
Do you hear the thunder?
I hear the thunder.
It's right overhead.
Look at it.
Listen to that wind.
Woo.
It's turning into a hurricane.
Oh,
this is not a normal storm, sir. Somebody has upset God. And when God's not happy, nobody's happy!
I know. We have got to draw straws to find out who upset God. Go get that guy, Jonah.
Jonah, okay, I'll get him. Hang on.
Yeah, that guy Jonah, well... He seemed in such a hurry to leave Joppa. And nobody really wants to go to Tarshish unless they're running from God. Oh, that the wind, it's getting even louder.
Oh.
Hey, Captain! This guy was sleeping through all that noise!
What noise?
You see how this storm...
Oh,
What have you guys been doing to get God mad, huh?
So, I had this idea. We're going to draw straws. And whoever gets the short straw is the culprit. All right, here we go. Draw.
I'll go first. Whoa. I've got a really long straw.
I got the long straw, too.
I guess that means there's only a short straw left.
That's about it.
How about 2 out of 3?
No.
I was afraid of that. Well, all right. I admit it. It's me. I might have got God just a teeny little bit upset. Maybe a lot upset. All right. You know, the only way... You're going to have to throw me overboard. It's the only way to stop all this noise and storm.
Are you nuts? You've got to be joking.
Really, do it.
Okay.
Before I change my mind.
Okay. That was freaky.
Well, he was right. The sea is smooth as glass now. I'm gonna miss that guy. But you know, I got a terrible headache, and I think I'm gonna go lay down.
You go do that. Wow. I like that guy, Jonah, but we had to do it, I guess. Look how calm it is. Oh, time for a break.
Hey, Gabriel! Call that great fish. No, not Nemo, though he was a great little fish. That really big fish with the indigestion. The name's Leviathan. Yeah, that's right. And tell him we have a pickup on a guy floating in the Mediterranean. Yeah. Yeah, you have 3 days on to do it.
Well, yeah, you know what stomach acid does to somebody's complexion? Well, actually, I don't think you really do want to know. Hey, God? Hey, are you out there?
Yep, right here.
I'm really sorry. And don't get me wrong, I really do appreciate your sending this creature to save me from drowning. Even though it wouldn't have been my first choice, you know, with the rotting fish guts and something over there. Let's not get into that. Anyway, I'm really sorry, and I'm ready to listen, and I'm even ready to go to Nineveh. Whoa, something's up here.
Hey, Gabriel! I think you got the point. Have that fish spit Jonah out. Yeah, hurl him in the direction of Nineveh. It's a long toss, but that fish has got the distance. Then get that fish some Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, the giant size. I cracked myself up.
Oh, something's happening. I think there's something that didn't agree with my whole stomach here. God, I said I was sorry. Fishy, chili, Taco Bell. What's this rapper doing here? I think he's gonna hurl. Well, I guess you know the rest of the story. And if you don't, it's written down somewhere in a really famous book. But to sum it up, I go to Nineveh. I rail against them, tell them God's going to turn them into toast. But God forgives them. So I get sulky. But in the end, we work it out. And God not only forgives them, but God forgives me too. Well, and then, as you probably know, God goes back to Brooklyn, where the Dodgers never really did leave.
The second lesson for today comes from 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel! Samuel!" And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So Samuel went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel!" Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if the Lord calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Word of God, word of life. Please join me in singing hymn 574. 574.
Thank you. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay any evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in sights of all, and may God bless you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.